Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
Premier League's got to be our focus now. The Christmas period's always important. You know, what we need to do is try and put a run of games together. If you can win three or four in a row, you're going to shoot right up in the league. And, you know, unfortunately, the Premier League's been a bit up and down so far. But, you know, that's our main focus now, to put a run together in the league.
Well, Friday night football may well be part of the Premier League fixture list in a couple of years' time. Many of us are still coming to terms with Monday evenings. But let's face it, you can basically get your football fill any night of the week nowadays. And the Everton fans are here for this one, to see their side take maximum points off a Queen's Park Rangers side who appear to not know what day it is when they travel in the Premier League. They've lost all seven away from Loftus Road. Both managers make a number of changes from the last Premier League games. Everton make three from the 1-0 defeat at Manchester City. Hibbert and Eto drop out. Barry's suspended. Eto is on the bench. In come McGeady, Naismith and Barkley. Tim Howard in goal. A back four of Coleman, Jagielka, Distan and Leighton Baines, who plays his 300th game for Everton tonight. So a landmark for Leighton Baines, who turned 30 last Thursday. In front of them, Mohamed Besic and Ross Barkley. And then Aidan McGeady, Stephen Naismith and Kevin Morales, with Romelu Lukaku leading the Everton attack. Alongside Eto on the bench, we're delighted to say Aruna Kone is there. He looked fit and had a decent game against Krasnodar here on Thursday. Also on the substitutes bench, Stephen Pienaar. John Stones, who's ahead of schedule on his return to full fitness. Luke Garbutt, Antolin Alcaraz and Joel Robles. Queen's Park Rangers making four changes from their 2-0 win over Burnley. They have lost Charlie Austin through suspension. No Stephen Koulka, while Carl Henry and Bobby Zamora drop to the bench. So they have Rob Green in goal, a back four of Mauricio Isla, the Chilean defender, who's on loan from Juventus at right back. Neda Manua and Richard Dunn are the two centre-backs. At left back, Young Suk Young. And then five across the middle, Matt Phillips, Joey Barton, the skipper, on his return to Merseyside. Leroy Fer, Jordan Much and Junior Hoylett, with Eduardo Vargas pushed up front, the 25-year-old striker who's on loan from Napoli. On the bench, Rio Ferdinand, Clint Hill, Sean Wright Phillips gets a place on the bench tonight, Nico Cranchar, Carl Henry and Bobby Zamora, as mentioned, and Alex McCarthy is the substitute keeper. I think we're going to have a minute's silence here at Everton this evening before we get underway. I know Everton have given out an awful lot of tickets to the forces as well tonight.
Maybe wrong now, I'm not too sure.
No, it doesn't look like the case, Graham.
I think it might be the Boxing Day game.
Right. No, we're not going to have a minute's silence. Yeah. Our man in the middle is Neil Swarbrick from Lancashire. He's not been to Goodison Park for over a year. Last game he took charge off was a 2-1 win over Hull in October of 2013.
Well, let's not hope we're not talking about him.
No.
From the end of the game.
And he blows his whistle and gets us underway under the lights at Goodison Park. And some of the reporters are just getting into their seats alongside me.
That's your mate that's going to be sage, isn't he?
What an idiot.
Yes.
How could you miss the game when you're broadcasting?
I think Carlos will mention that in the Battle of the Mersey.
Besic back for Distan. Distan with the ball forward. Queen's Park Rangers in their changed colours this evening. The red and black striped shirts. They've given the ball away to Lukaku. And here's Ross Barkley skipping away from one challenge. Coleman available out on the right-hand side. Here is the Everton right-back. Uses Ross Barkley again as Queen's Park Rangers get men behind the ball.
every single man behind the ball for the Londoners as Distan plays it out to the left-hand side for Leighton Baines. Baines tries to get a ball into the box. It deflected towards Morales, but his touch takes the ball into the penalty area for Rob Green.
Well, right away, Al, you're talking two fullbacks have got further forward than we've seen them in recent in recent weeks. We'll both be Coleman on the right and Baines on the left getting forward into the opposition half. That's what we need to do. We need to get the ball wide.
Throw in 15 yards inside the Everton half on that Queen's Park Rangers right. Here's Leroy Fer now picking up in midfield and playing it out to the left-hand side for Suk Young, who goes to ground rather tamely under the challenge from Aidan McGeady and gets a free kick.
Well, Seamus Coleman, as you've seen, what's the difference between mine?
I think he's right to ask that question. South Korean international was quick to take advantage of any sort of touch from McGeady. Free kick then for Queen's Park Rangers. Just a couple of yards in from the touchline on this main stand side of the ground. Everton have got every man back in the box. And the delivery is low, near post, and behind for a QPR corner.
Tim Hibbert just trying to get his defenders up for it. It's not happy.
And it was Vargas who delivered the free kick. And the little striker goes back into the penalty area for this corner, which will be delivered by Yoon Suk Young, the South Korean. He's going to play it short here for Junior Hoylett. Hoylett back for Suk Young's delivery into the penalty area and then away for a shot on goal, which came in from Matt Phillips from the edge of the penalty area. It was always rising over the crossbar, but it's an effort from Queen's Park Rangers just over.
Well, you're just looking at it, it's a corner, it's two against one. You know, on whatever level of football, make sure you don't get caught two against one in the corner. We've got to get another man out there to stop them doing what they did.
Here's Vargas. Now, Suk Young once more, the left back, up for Jordan Much. A little flick ball through to the edge of the penalty area. Jagielka is there to ensure he gets it away. And Barkley can eventually pick up and play it long towards Stephen Naismith. Lukaku's bombing into the penalty area, and the ball in from Naismith was inches away from a Lukaku connection.
Well, that's better from Everton. He's taken a long ball. Great vision from Ross Barkley to put Stephen Naismith down the left-hand side. Doesn't think about anything else other than putting it right across the six-yard box, and that's what he's done. Left-footed, just evades Lukaku in the middle of the six-yard box. But first-time pass from Barkley. First-time cross from Naismith, just out the reach of Lukaku.
Here's Barkley. Barkley through for Naismith. He can turn just outside the penalty area. Cracks one towards goal. It's a shot on target, saved by the keeper.
That's what we need. No shots on target. Decent effort from Stephen Naismith. He just finds a little pocket in front of the back four. Nice little turn, left-footed. Comfortable save, Rob Green. But it's a shot on target.
Yeah, Coleman for Everton. Jagielka short for Barkley. Everton still inside their own half. Barkley advances towards the halfway line now. Plays one into feet for Lukaku. Gets the return pass. Ross Barkley now out to the right for Coleman. Lukaku's inside the box. Coleman cuts it back. Shot from Naismith is blocked by Lukaku. And I think that was very much goal-bound.
Yeah, it was. That was the best move of the match for Everton. You know, good play down the right-hand side. Great pick-out from Seamus Coleman. This is better.
Well, that's just lifted the fans somewhat as Morales skips across and gets a shot in from 25 yards just over the crossbar of Robert Green.
That's more like it. You know, talking about the Naismith chance, it looks if it's in, it all ends up and it's blocked by Lukaku. But then again, straight after that, Morales coming in from the left-hand side onto his favoured right foot. Just over the top. That's better. That's what you need to do. Yep. That's what you need to do to get the crowd on you. On their feet.
Now Besic, first time ball forward. Doesn't find Morales and the ball is cleared by goalkeeper Rob Green. Header won by Sylvain Distan, but it's QPR with Barton who then give the ball away. Barkley for Lukaku. Chance here maybe. Barkley driving towards the penalty area. Barkley's left footed shot. What a shot! What a goal! That's what we want to see from Ross Barkley. That's how we know he can deliver. And he hit that with real venom from the edge of the penalty area. 25 yards maybe.
And it powered its way past Rob Green, who had no chance whatsoever. That is Ross Barkley at his brilliant best. And that is Everton 1, QPR 0.
That's what we want to see. Said it before the game, said it all along, Al. There he goes, 1-2 with Lukaku. A little step over the edge of the box. And he rifles it from 25 yards. Top corner. Rob Green, absolutely no chance. Talked about it before the game, about midfield players having to score goals. What a strike from Ross. Slight deflection, but that would have made no difference to Rob Green. That's what the game needed. That's what Everton needed. That's what he can do. We need to see more from him.
Throw in QPR territory is sliced away, only as far as Naismith, who's fouled by Barton. Spot on, Graham. Everton got a free kick now, just outside the box.
That's how easy it is, Al. It's not rocket science.
Free kick then for Everton, 10 yards outside the box.
Stephen Naismith just complaining, he's seen it. Barton's elbowed him. You know, look at it again. Yeah, he does. He just swings his arm across. The referee's got that right.
Yeah.
Good time to score now, Leighton Baines.
Certainly would be. Free kick, and you'd expect the wall to be positioned just inside the box, I would imagine, from this free kick. Leighton Baines and Kevin Morales will argue about who's going to take. Referee's certainly given a good 10 yards there, insisting that the players get back before he puts the spray down. And they're still not back. He's going to let him get away with it.
Yeah, and they're edging forward and he's still not done it.
That's just weak from referees, that, isn't it?
But they try to kick it away, look, they're still in front of it.
And they're still edging forward. Leighton Baines and Kevin Morales over this free kick for Everton. Just over 2 minutes away from half-time. Morales takes it. Oh! And Everton are two in front before half-time. Kevin Morales will take the credit because he planted the free kick towards goal. It deflected off the wall, deceived Robert Green, who was going the other way, and it nestles into the corner of the Park End net. And Everton now are in a very, very healthy position heading towards half-time. Everton 2, Queen's Park Rangers 0.
I'll tell you what, as a centre-forward, you're proud of that header. It's Vargas in the wall. Totally flat foots the goalkeeper, Rob Green. Little bit of good fortune, massive bit of good fortune there from Everton and from Morales. You know, probably go down as an own goal, but we don't care. We needed that second goal, and just before half-time, great time to score.
Naismith finding Lukaku. Lukaku skipping away from Barton, playing a ball down the left-hand side for Morales. Morales up towards the edge of the penalty area. Ball across to McGeady. McGeady controls. Gets it on his left foot, kills it towards goal, and it's just inches wide of the right-hand post of Robert Green via McGeady's left boot.
Oh, I thought that was a corner, Al, but that's more like Everton. Great play from Lukaku, sets Morales free, comes inside, rolls it to McGeady. I think it was intended for Coleman, but McGeady picks it up, comes inside, tries to bend one, beats the goalkeeper, all ends up narrowly wide of the post. QPR complain of a handball from McGeady to control it. She's wide.
Mm.
That
2 minutes.
Would have been an icing on the cake there.
That's the throw in. It's taken by Queen's Park Rangers. The referee blows his whistle for half time, and in the end, Everton go in very satisfied with a 2-goal lead. And the opening goal came just as the crowd were beginning to get a little frustrated with Everton's progress or lack of it. Ross Barkley came to the rescue to drill one home from outside the penalty area. And then 11 minutes later, Kevin Morales, with that free kick, which was deflected to deceive Robert Green, sends Everton in at the break in a much more comfortable position than we'd envisaged after half an hour of this game, Graham. So 2-0, we'd have accepted that, wouldn't we, half-time?
Well, definitely. You know, but it's not been the most pleasing on the eye, 2-0. Mm. I think we struggled for long spells, you know, didn't really put enough pressure on QPR, and they were happy and content just to sit behind the ball and maybe hit Everton, you know, with a set piece. But it took something special to get the game up and running, and it took a long time, but when it did come, it was something else. It was Ross Barkley at his best, running at the back four, a little step over, just moves it to the side and rifles a shot in top corner. So that's what the game needed. You know, the second goal, with the help of a big, big deflection from Vargas, from Kevin Morales' free kick. You know, again, it's got us into that position now, 2-0. We come out second half and think, well, the next goal's important. They get one. They haven't really showed an awful lot intent and, you know, trying to nick a goal or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe throw on Zamora and give them more of a threat, you know, a hold-up player to work off him in the second half. But I think it's flattered us a little bit. You know, I don't think it was a great performance, but listen, we'll take anything. It's important we get the 3 points. You know, we can look, play a lot better. But again, the criticism is the same. I'd like to see the ball forward quicker and better areas, even if it's just like a 50-50 ball where we pick up scraps. Well, the second goal, or the first goal came from that, the second goal, sorry, and get the ball from back to front a little bit quicker. Yes, we've kept a lot of possession. The goalkeeper really hasn't been safe to make, you know, and that's a disappointment. We're at home, but listen, 2-0, we'll take that at half-time all day long. And what was always going to be a crucial, crucial game, it's not over yet. Next goal's important. If we get the next one, I can see he's winning quite comfortably, going maybe 4 or 5. But, you know, we've got to be made aware. I'd expect him to make changes to try and get in the game, but we'll just have to wait and see what the second half brings. But certainly happy with the scoreline. Maybe not overjoyed with the performance, but the scoreline's the most important thing. We said it time and time again. And at the scoreline at half-time, it's 2-0 Everton, so it's all well and good.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Back inside Goodison Park. Kickoff imminent. Everton leading by 2-0. 2 goals towards the end of the first half on 33 and 44 minutes, giving Everton the advantage. No changes at the break. Everton to kick off and attacking the Gladys Street goal. Away we go. The South Korean international Suk Young, who's down that left-hand side and can't get the return ball to Barton and Queen's Park Rangers, and the ball is cleared by Everton.
Strange header from Lukaku there.
Everton winning it back fairly quickly, and Besic can get Everton on the move here by releasing Morales. Morales towards the penalty area, into the penalty area, tracked by Dunn.
No.
And Morales just runs the ball behind. Dunn just did enough.
But this is me. But Kevin Morales is quick, but you also think that Richard Dunn's quick. So you know your players, don't you? You know, to me, I'm facing Richard Dunn. Yeah, he's getting away. Richard Dunn, good powers of recovery. It's not a penalty.
No.
Maybe a better option, Morales, would be to look to his strike partner, Lukaku there.
Isla's throw towards the halfway line. Besic gets in front of his man to get there first for Everton. Morales finds Lukaku in for Barkley and played out to the right for Coleman. Corner of the box, right-hand side. Coleman's chip is deep beyond the penalty area. So Baines picks up on this left-hand side. Knocks the ball back for Morales, who can cross maybe here right-footed. Instead, pulls it back towards Besic, and Besic goes back towards Distan, who's
right, yeah,
close to the centre circle. Everton keeping possession, and now Jagielka almost caught in possession, but does get it into Distan, who tries to get away from Vargas. Queen's Park Rangers almost win the ball back.
Oh, in fact,
they do
injured
down the left-hand side. Barkley's picked up a knock here, or a pull, as the ball is lofted into the penalty area towards Jordan Mutch and headed behind for a QPR corner. Let's hope Barkley's okay.
That's of an own making, I think. Just his boots come off.
Yeah, let's hope it's just the boot that caused him a problem. Yeah. Looked for a minute as though it was something serious.
Yeah, it did. It was a bit down with a calf pull or whatever. But that's our own making. We've conceded a corner here.
Corner, Queen's Park Rangers. Played low into the penalty area. It's a fall and all the way through to Richard Dunn, who was allowed time to get a shot in on the half volley, really, in the end. There's too many QPR players who were available to take that ball inside the box.
Yeah, driven in. Little poor defender from Everton. But again, it comes from us needlessly giving the ball away.
Howard's long ball forward towards Lukaku. Can't win that one in the air, and who was right behind him. Now Joey Barton in midfield for QPR. Back for Richard Dunn, and in turn to goalkeeper Rob Green, whose clearance is awful. Oh. I didn't know it was that windy tonight. The ball's just blown back towards the penalty area. Morales had a terrible spin on it, that ball. Here's McGeady inside the penalty area. McGeady clipping it towards Naismith. It's 3-0.
Goal!
Naismith's header back across goal, hit a defender or two on the line before it eventually crossed into the Gladys Street net. But Everton are now coasting to victory at Goodison Park against a hopeless Queen's Park Rangers on the road. Everton 3, QPR 0.
Spot on, Alan. It comes from a wicked clearance from the goalkeeper. Dunn fails to clear it. And Morales works its way to McGeady. And McGeady, probably the first little bit of quality he's shown today, just gets half a yard, dinks it to the back post, and it's a simple header for Naismith. Back across Rob Green. Slight touch from Rob Green, which evades the two defenders on the line. And it's a good header from Naismith. But you're looking at it, and you summed up there, poor, poor QPR. Poor, poor QPR in terms of quality there. And that, for me, is the reason why they haven't won away from home.
QPR forward now, down the right with Isla. Isla's ball pulled back for Jordan Much, who skies one over the crossbar. It was a decent chance, that. And Much has lifted it into the park end.
Yeah, it was too easy. You know, it was a good ball from Joey Barton, a diagonal ball. And setting the attack in motion. Good ball. Picks out Jordan Much. Just sweeps it over the top.
Here's Tranchard. Now down the left-hand side. Hoylett. In for Jordan Much inside the penalty. He's got a shot on goal. That's a good save. But it's put home by Bobby Zamora. Howard pushed it away into the path of Zamora. And the goal poacher has got his first of the season for Queen's Park Rangers to prevent Everton leaving tonight with a clean sheet. The Queen's Park Rangers fans are happy. They've seen a goal from their side on the road. Everton protest, but Bobby Zamora has got one back.
Yeah, they're protesting because they didn't think Samuel Eto'o was offside. Batley's having to go at the linesman. Phil Jagielka's having to go at the referee. But I tell you, it's still a poor goal to concede. We talk about keeping clean sheets. Save from Tim Howard and Zamora. I tell you what, there's holes all over the place now. We've got to be very, very careful here.
Cranshaw. Zamora, edge of the penalty area, trying to play Cranshaw in inside the 18-yard box. But across comes Jagielka to get the ball away for Everton from the touchline on this near side. Richard Dunn gets there to keep it in play and put it into Everton territory. Pienaar's there to find Eto'o, and Eto'o plays it inside for Barkley. Barkley tried to release Coleman. He might just get there. Coleman drills one, pushed away by Robert Green. Not into the path, though, of Morales, unfortunately. And QPR get the ball away.
Yeah, good break from Everton, good ball from Ross Barkley. Good strike from Coleman.
Yeah, big hand of Robert Green. Made the save.
He looked at it, Seamus Coleman, he thought, will I take another touch? But he doesn't, just come straight onto it and hits it. On target. Keep it happy just to chest it away.
Vargas now for QPR. Vargas for Cranshaw, who's going to hit one, and Howard saves on the edge of a 6-yard box. Well positioned.
Yeah, it comes again from us, doesn't it? You know, as we talk about the crowd, you know, staying with you, but 3-1 up, the most important thing is going to end with 3 points.
Everton coming forward here, and they've got plenty of shirts forward as well. Morales thought about a shot, then goes across the penalty area. He's fouled by Jordan Much. This is a yellow card for the midfielder. Free kick Everton, 30 yards from goal. Kevin Morales felled. And the physio is being called on.
No, he's not happy. He's in some discomfort here. He's in real discomfort.
Well, let's hope he's okay, but it doesn't look the case at the moment.
Doesn't.
Jordan Much, the man with the challenge, he was booked for that foul on Kevin Morales.
That was it. They're just showing us the rerun. How is Samuel Eto'o offside there?
Well, that was some time ago, that incident, but
yeah.
A rerun of a goal just on the monitors in front of us.
This is a bad one for Morales. I think he's calling for the stretcher.
He's only just recovered from that bad hamstring problem he picked up at Anfield, but they are calling for the stretcher here for Kevin Morales.
Doctor's on.
Inside the final minute of the 90. Kevin Morales is going to have to go off here.
It's a bad tackle.
Scissors. Legs around him, yeah.
His ankle, his Achilles. What's his ankle? Jackal looks like he snaps his ankle with his ligaments. He's actually angry with his. That's a bad one.
His left ankle. At the moment, concern for Everton and Roberto Martinez. Had his fair share of injury problems to deal with this season as the Everton manager.
The fourth official has indicated there'll be a minimum of 4 minutes of added time.
Bruno Kone is going to come on here for Everton. Kevin Morales, unfortunately, going off on a stretcher. And Aruna Kone is coming on for the Blues. Well, that's a blow for Everton. Kone gets a good reception and warm applause as well for Morales going off. Aruna Kone coming on for what is only his eighth Everton career appearance. Two starts and six substitute appearances now for the Blues. So the Ivory Coast international getting a chance in stoppage time at the end of this game. He immediately goes to cause a nuisance.
I think Barkley fancies
this. As far
as
QPR are concerned, in the wall. Barkley over this free kick. I think the wall quite looks 10 yards, but referee's put the spray down. Barkley's put the ball down. And Barkley fancies a crack at goal. He's already hit one superbly tonight to open the scoring here at Goodison Park. Can he finish matters off? Well, not too far away. He's hit it with power, but just past the right-hand post.
React probably could take a quick free kick if you're still dreaming.
Yeah, keeper scampered across, but just wide it went. Hit it low.
Yeah, good defender from Jagielka there. He's been decent again tonight, Phil Jagielka. Not much got past him.
Everton leading by 3-1. And picking up the 3 points. I think we can safely say that now. And we might even get another one here. As Eto plays in Kone. Kone outside the penalty area. Kone going on his own. Kone across for Eto. Eto plants one into the corner of the goal almost. It comes back off the post and is cleared by Queen's Park Rangers.
Yeah, good play from Samuel Eto.
Almost placed with precision.
Play, yeah, and it's a good play from Kone as well.
Here's Eto again. Eto to the right. Barkley for Kone. Just can't get there. Behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, and it's good defender from QPR, but Kone's looked lively since he's come on. Inches away there, but so was Samuel Eto with a decent shot. Past Rob Green. It's a good run from Kone. Just slips him in the right-hand side. One touch. Tries just to guide it in with the side of his foot. Off the inside of the post. Would have been nice and on the cake.
Full time at Goodison Park. A satisfactory night indeed for Everton, who are back to winning ways in the Premier League. A 3-1 victory over Queen's Park Rangers. Three very, very important league points, make no mistake about that. Everton going in at half-time, 2-0, thanks to the wonderful strike from Ross Barkley and the deflected free kick from Kevin Morales. Added a third through a Stephen Naismith header before Queen's Park Rangers got one back through Bobby Zamora. Their atrocious run away from Loftus Road continues. 8 defeats from 8 games on their travels this season for Queen's Park Rangers. It's really tough on those fans that follow QPR away from home. But for Everton, it's 3 points that lifts them back above Liverpool in the Premier League, up to 10th place and ahead of their Merseyside rivals on goal difference. That is really not what matters most. It is the fact that Everton have picked up those points and are closing the gap again on those clubs above them occupying the Champions League spots. Everton beating QPR by 3-1, and I think most inside Goodison Park would have expected that this evening.
Yeah, Yeah, they would have done before the game. You know, but again, I still thought it was a crucial game. You know, QPR, you've got to break that duck once or very, very soon. But when we got ahead, it was the poor QPR side. It wasn't a great performance from us. No, did a lot better than that. You know, some decent individual performances, but I think we deserved it. We got the goals at the right time. Disappointing was conceding the goal, 3-1, but overall, I think we deserved the points. But it wasn't a great showing. I thought we had to show patience again. Weren't incisive enough and threatening enough. I don't think Lukaku had a shot at goal. I don't think he had an opportunity. To score 3 goals at home, Al, you've got to be happy with that. You know, going into the Christmas period, you know, on the back of a victory. Southampton at the weekend's going to be tough, a lot tougher than what QPR were. I thought QPR in the second half were really poor. You know, when they went 3-0 down, it could have been 4 or 5, but they got a goal back, giving them a little bit of hope. But, you know, it was a game I thought we should have won comfortably. Eto'o hits a post at the end. So, overall, the manager will be happy, but still work in progress for me. Still think we can play an awful lot better than that. Delighted to see Ross Barkley score the goal that he did. A wonderful goal. You know, some decent performances in there as well. I thought Besic was outstanding on it. I thought Phil Jagielka defended really, really well. You know, but my man the match. Ross will get the plaudits for his goal, quite rightly so. But I thought Stephen Naismith was outstanding today. I think him and Besic were the two best performers. And I'm just going to go motor range man the match for Stephen Naismith. I thought he scored the third goal. I thought he worked his socks off again. Great to have him back. You know, who would have thought this time? Well, 2 years ago, would have been thinking and singing the praises of Stephen Naismith with the start he had at Everton Football Club. He's getting an extended run on the side. When he's fit, he usually plays. And when he puts in performances like that, you know, he's well worthy of a start position. So Stephen Naismith just edges it over Besic. So it's some decent performance today. But as I said at the beginning, we can play a lot better than that. But punters go home happy. Still room for improvement.
And will we have to play a lot better to win at Southampton?
All day long. All day long. Southampton will pose more of a threat. More of a threat. They're a better team. They've got better players. They press quickly. We've got to get back to moving the ball quicker. You know, driving at teams and making them think about us. You know, Ross done it after a really turgid opening, 20 minutes or whatever. It was awful. Then he sparks the life, gets a goal. They relax a little bit, but again, the crowd are anxious. You know, even at 3-0, the crowd are anxious. Of course, they want to see you score 5 and 6 home. It's not always like that, especially not in the Premier League. So they got a little bit anxious. They get the goal back, and it just took the gloss off it a little bit. So, still massive for me, room for improvement. But the result was the most important thing tonight, and we were glad we got that.
Yeah, very, very important 3 points for Everton. We should reiterate that, because it had been just the one win in 6 Premier League games coming into this one. So Everton now head to St Mary's on the south coast on Saturday afternoon with a victory under their belt, and they can head there with renewed confidence. Roberto Martinez will, of course, tell us all the positives.
Yeah, of course he will. But the big negative to me is Morales. He went off, you know, near the end of the game. I wouldn't say showboat, just standing on the ball. It's a poor challenge from Much, and it looked a serious one as he was going off. It looked like, to me, it looked like ankle ligaments. You know, and let's wait and see what happens here. But that's really the only downside of tonight. Yeah, the 3 points are great, but the injury to Morales so late in the game as well is a massive disappointment. Post-match.
I was very, very happy with the intent that we had. I thought early on we showed that we wanted to score goals. I think the quality in front of goal was outstanding today. We saw a Crispa Rangers side well set, with a lot of legs all over the park, and they were going to be very difficult to try to break down. The brilliance and individual quality of Ross Barkley today was at show, and that first goal opened things up, but it puts a smile on your face when you love football and you see a player like Ross Barkley enjoying his football. Is something special.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.